Today's devotional, the healing of a man born blind. The scripture used is John chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been born blind. Rabbi, his disciples asked him, why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sins or his parents' sins? It was not because of his sins or his parents' sins, Jesus answered. This happened so the power of God could be seen in him. We must quickly carry out the task assigned us by the one who sent us. The night is coming, and then no one can work. But while I am here in the world, I am the light of the world. Then he spit on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and spread the mud over the blind man's eyes. He told him, go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam. Siloam means sent. So the man went and washed and came back seeing. In John 9, we encounter a man who was born blind, living his life on the margins of society, defined simply by his disability. The disciples, reflecting common assumptions of the time, asked Jesus if the man's blindness was a result of his own sin or was it his parents' sin. Jesus' response shifts the focus from blame to purpose. This happens so the power of God can be seen in him. What an incredible reminder that our struggles are not necessarily punishments, but opportunities for God's glory to be revealed. Jesus' method of healing is intriguing and unconventional. He spits on the ground, makes mud, and applies it to the man's eyes. Whoa. Then he instructs the man to go wash in the pool of Siloam. There's a beautiful parallel here. The man was sent to Siloam, which means sent. Just as Jesus, the light of the world, was sent by the Father. Obedience plays a crucial role in this miracle. The man could have easily dismissed Jesus, his strange instructions, and said, I don't want to do this. But he chose to trust and obey. His faith and obedience resulted in his healing, and he returned with sight, transformed, and free. This passage reminds us that Jesus meets us in our place of need, often in unexpected ways. He doesn't just see our circumstances, he sees beyond them with a divine purpose for our lives. When we are faced with difficulties, we can either focus on the problem or shift our perspective to seek what God wants and what he wants to reveal through it. No matter the challenge, Jesus invites us to trust him and take steps of faith. The man's healing was not instantaneous. It required action on his part. He himself, with nobody else guiding him, had to go and wash his face. Likewise, our healing, breakthroughs, and transformations often involve a process, one where our faith is exercised and dependent. Listen carefully. Not only did that man get the opportunity to see with his eyes, but something happened to his understanding. See, I believe that when God heals us from our sicknesses, he gives us more than just the healing of our sickness. This man was able to speak to those who he couldn't speak to before. The Pharisees, they even challenged him, and he in turn challenged them. Know that the deepness of what God always wants to give us goes beyond just what we think we're receiving. God is always in the business of overflow. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the story of the man born blind and the reminder that our struggles and opportunities for your power to be displayed. Help us to trust your methods, not our own, even when they don't make sense to us. Give us the courage to obey your instructions and take steps of faith, believing that you are working for our good and your glory. Open our eyes to see beyond our circumstances and help us to recognize your hand in every part of our journey. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. The healing of the man born blind is a powerful testament to the transformative power of obedience and faith. As you today navigate your own challenges, remember that God's ways are higher than ours, and his purposes are always for our ultimate good. Keep trusting, keep obeying, and keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the light of the world, who leads us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Be blessed and be encouraged.